Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Darius Helm, who's senior editor with Floor Focus magazine. Darius, how you doing?
All right. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about a recent trip you took. You got back Sunday night from being down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, at the annual Revista show, which is the ceramic tile show in Brazil. Why don't you give us a little bit of highlights of your trip? Tell us first, why don't you start out and tell us who ANFACE is?
ANFACE is the Brazilian Ceramic Tile Association, and this is the 11th year of this show. It was the first time that I've been down there, first time seeing the Brazilian show, and it was huge. It was an exciting time. There were a lot of people there, and there were a lot of manufacturers from Europe and other places, as well as Brazilian manufacturers.
Actually, it's the show for Brazil, which is a pretty big country, but give us some stats. Tell us how big it was.
Well, it was the largest ever in area. It was over 40,000 square meters this year, and also in attendees. There were over 48,000 people going through the show. A ton of people for not necessarily the largest space that I've ever seen, but it's really well organized, and I think they expected folks to come from over 60 countries.
Why do you think it is that a country like Brazil can throw a ceramic tile show and have 48,000 people come?
It was kind of amazing. The main thing that struck me when I was there was that this show was really all about how huge Brazil and South America are in terms of a market. It's a massive show, but it is really regional. I think that there were somewhere north of 1,000 international visitors, but the bulk of the activity is right there in this enormous Brazilian economy, and it looks like it's just going to keep on growing.
You think that one of the reasons the show is so successful is just because of the potential for the volume that can be done in Brazil when it comes to ceramic tile?
There's so much volume. There's so much growth. Everything is happening at a really fast pace there. There were also plenty of folks from other neighboring countries like Argentina, and it looks like it has a lot of momentum going its way.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at the people who are exhibiting there, naturally there were some companies that are from Brazil, but there's a lot of international companies that are exhibiting too, right?
There absolutely were. Marazzi was there. In addition to firms like Marazzi, Emile Ceramica, Fiandre, Spain's Pomesa, it wasn't all tile. There was also Formica.
Yeah.
There was Duratex, another laminate producer. Tarquette was there as well.
Yeah, okay.
So they have a little bit of everything, and Amtico.
Yeah, Amtico. I saw Amtico when I went last year. So it's not really just a ceramic tile show then, is it?
Yeah, by title it is, but there is a lot of other stuff going on. It's just clearly dominated by ceramic, and the show also has machinery, including SACMI machinery from Italy, and it has a section on bath accessories.
Now, I noticed that one of the things they do well is they tie in with a lot of great presentations in the architectural building categories. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, they did. They had some interesting guests. Kengo Kuma, who's a well-known Japanese architect, was there, as was Birgit Lohmann, who does Design Boom, the online magazine that has something like 4 million readers. They were there giving talk, well-attended, and talking about the importance of Brazilian tile and of the region, and talking also about design.
And when you just looked around the show, walked around, what stood out to you?
Well, first thing that stood out is that they were very up with the trend. In the same way that we're seeing in terms of color, a lot of grays and other trendy commercial colors seeping into residential market. I saw the same thing there in terms of thin tiles. I saw a lot. Wood looks done very well. What I didn't see was a lot of the overly rustic stuff that sometimes does well in the U.S. market. They have rustic wood looks, but they didn't have a lot of chipped or weathered tile designs. A lot of it was smooth, and they had some glossy finishes that you wouldn't ordinarily see in the North American market that much.
Yeah, I remember seeing that too. They had some really high gloss wood looks last year when I was there that wouldn't sell in this country, would it?
Yeah, they had a range of wood looks, and some of them were much bolder than what we would see.
Yeah.
But I thought that their colors were really well suited, actually, and a lot of the companies that had pulled back from the U.S. during the slowdown in our economy are all talking about getting involved, and many of them had lines of products that seem to be specifically designed for our market. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few years with these firms and the U.S. market.
Are you seeing any consolidation in the suppliers in Brazil like we're seeing up here?
There was talk last year of a merger between Eliane and Portobello, and those are two of the biggest. Eliane is the biggest Brazilian producer. producer, Porta Bello, is very significant as well. And that ended up not going through.
Okay.
So there wasn't a lot of consolidation, but I think there was a lot of internal growth among a lot of these companies.
I know your background, and I know that you speak more than English. You also speak Portuguese, which is the native language down there. Did you interview people in Portuguese or in English?
I interviewed them poorly in Portuguese and much better in English. The accent is a lot harder for me to understand. Well, what's interesting is they all speak Portuguese. Not many people speak English, and they also all speak Spanish because those are the countries that surround them. So it was really a show taking place in Portuguese and Spanish, and you had to find a way to be adept enough to navigate that.
Now tell us just briefly about Sao Paulo and some of your observations there.
It's an enormous city, and it's a business city. You know, it's not really a tourist city at all. So I don't think it's the greatest place for a tourist destination, but it certainly tells you a lot about how fast Brazil is growing and how up on technology and everything it really is. It's a modern city. It has a lot of poverty, but it's definitely a modern city.
And I think it is the largest city in Brazil, isn't it?
And it's something like the fourth or fifth largest in the world.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Enormous. It never seems to end. Yeah. And boy, is it humid.
All right. Well, great to catch up with you on the show. So again, we've been talking with Darius Helm, who's senior editor with Floor Focus, about his recent trip down to Brazil for the Revista Ceramic Tile Show. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.